I feel like you've gotten me unstuck. I really needed that framework for going forward, and I feel like you gave that to me.
Whatever I've been doing hasn't been working. Might as well try a different strategy. Thank you to you, Paula. I'm glad I found you.
Thank you so much, Paula. I really do truly appreciate you. This was awesome.
Sick of sacrificing or settling in your romantic life? Welcome to Make Him Wonder with Coach Paula Grooms, where women struggling in real relationships ask the expert. Unscripted, unfiltered, understandable coaching conversations to help passionate women succeed in love.
Hi there, and welcome to Make Him Wonder. I'm your host, Coach Paula, a dating and relationship coach for women, licensed social worker, and author of the book, Why Won't He Commit? How a Man Decides to Make You the One. I coach you to find a potential Mr. Right, get an ex back, or grow an existing relationship with a man you truly desire, and learn how to inspire his continued interest for the relationship of your dreams so that you level up to the complete commitment you totally deserve. Back from Season 2, Episode 22, my guest today is 32-year-old Kyra, who is living with 29-year-old Giovanni. Giovanni had a drinking and drug problem when they met, but Kyra inspired Giovanni to get clean, so she said yes to his request for her to be his girlfriend after 1 month of dating. Since then, she has met his family and friends, and Giovanni took care of Kyra for months following a motorcycle accident. When we last spoke, as the couple was approaching their 2-year anniversary, all wasn't well. At that time, Giovanni was using Tinder and pics of his past women as his porn. Additionally, despite the fact that Giovanni was making more money than Kyra, he wasn't paying his full share of the rent and still insisting that the two split the utilities. Kyra comes back on Make Him Wonder to report on the positive changes she has made since we last talked. She states that she took the coaching advice we discussed and that things have improved regarding their communication. They are completely monogamous now, and they are discussing future plans. Welcome back, Kyra.
Thank you.
That's very exciting to hear. How long ago do you think we spoke?
I think about a year ago.
And if you could, take us through what that year has been like right after we talked. What happened?
So, coincidentally enough, very shortly after you and I spoke, I started my new job, and then the big conversation came up between him and I where, you know, I told him I wanted a monogamous relationship, and I didn't get the answer I wanted to hear from him. He said he wasn't the monogamous type. He still wanted his freedom and gave me all of these excuses and, you know, told me that he would be completely respectful to me. He wouldn't treat the other woman the same way he treats me and all this other nonsense. And because I had started my new job and the money was flowing in and I had savings and I was in a comfortable enough financial situation, I was able to put my foot down and tell him, you know, if that's what you want to do, then you'll no longer have access to me. And he was completely taken aback by that response. He was not prepared for that answer, and he needed a couple of days to come back to the conversation. And we kind of went back and forth for a few days where he tried to come up with negotiations and compromises, but I stayed true and said, no, I do not want to continue to play house with someone who has no intentions of looking for a future with me and only me. By the end of that week, I ended up with a bouquet of roses, a love letter, a commitment ring, not an engagement ring, but a commitment ring, and a promise to a monogamous relationship. By that weekend, he deleted all of the women in his photos from his phone. He deleted all of their contacts and blocked them from all of his avenues, like Snapchat and texting, all of that. And he sat in front of me and he completely deleted his Tinder account, not just the app, but the actual account and all of his data and his information. I still had some caution tape up because in my mind, it's like, this is great that he's doing this, but it could also just be to appease me and, you know, eat his cake too. But shortly after that, he took me on a trip to meet his mother, and I had not met her yet. She was the one family member that he had not introduced me to. So this was a big thing for me to finally meet her. And we met, and me and her hit it right off the bat. She is my best friend. I talk to her every single day. And while we were visiting her, she did notice the ring on my finger. And when me and her were alone, she asked me about it. And I was completely honest with her and told her about everything. And she was like, "That is not how I raised my son. I am going to talk to him." And she did talk to him when they had a private moment, and she told me what his thoughts were and his ideas, and she gave him, you know, motherly advice on how he should be looking at things instead of the way he was looking at things. And I have seen a complete change since that day. Like, I'm shocked by the changes that have been made since then. He has really taken his role seriously. He's been thinking about the future, planning about the future, and including me in that process. He now has a ring on his finger as well. We have been talking about marriage, but in a way of what that looks like for us and what we'd want from that. We haven't made any plans to get married yet because we both have changed and grown as people, so we're really communicating about what our wants and our needs are. He's been taking care of me, especially when it comes to the bills now. For example, our electricity bill and our gas bill have skyrocketed for absolutely no reason, and I was really struggling to keep up, and he took over those payments. He's like, "Don't worry about it. We're a team. I'm going to take care of that." He's been setting money aside for emergencies for me in case anything happens to him. He's like, "Look, if anything happens, I want you to grab this and make sure that you're good." And yeah, it's been a complete change. He's a completely different person.
I am so thrilled to hear this for you, Kyra. You have made significant changes for yourself, and it paid off. You took what we talked about, and you were strong enough to stand tall and know your value. That conversation you had, that very first one where you say he was taken aback, that's key, because you showed change and you were being the worthy opponent we talk about being to get the man to see the value. And if he wants to come along with it, he does. And if not, you're okay with him not coming along. That's what makes a worthy opponent. You did great.
Thank you.
How do you feel about yourself having done this?
I feel amazing. Like, his mom has known me for a year now, and she's even told me she's seen changes in myself compared to how I used to be, very like depressed and anxious and stressed, and everything is different now. I've grown so much as not just a woman, but as a person, and I see that reflected in my relationship with him as well.
Yes, that's what it takes. You know, we talk about that here, is the change in us is reflected back to us to the degree the man is capable of change, and he obviously was. This is so exciting. I have a couple of questions, and then I want you to be able to ask me anything.
Okay.
It seems like it's been fine with him for you to have this close relationship with his mom. Has there been any pushback on his part about that?
None whatsoever. Before he took me to meet her, he told me that he just knew we were going to love each other. And now he sees us talking every day and he says, "I knew it. I knew you guys were going to love each other."
Wow. That's great. And it's a bit unusual.
Really?
Yes. And here's what I would tell you about that. In terms of a romantic relationship, I believe that for the man, we are his main confidant. In essence, we become his best friend. We are a soft place for him to fall in his male-dominated world. Most of the time, we hear stuff that no one else will hear. Now again, every man is unique. I'm speaking in gross generalizations. But I trust you're enjoying Make Him Wonder and that you're getting a lot of helpful information for the life of love you desire and deserve. So if you're not part of the 80-20 Wonder Club yet, you need to be, because now Make Him Wonder is exclusive, a members-only club to listen to every episode, past, present, and future, in full, all ad-free. The 80-20 Wonder Club is a Make Him Wonder membership that gives you all of seasons 1, 2, and 3 in a categorized list by age and relationship status, and a multimedia library of my content, including my book, Relationship Evals, and my Making Magic with Men Mindset Manual, a weekly action step you can focus on to attract and keep the man of your dreams and have him committing to you completely in the coming months. Make this the moment you start living as an 80-20 Wonder Woman, because love, like life, is best lived in 80-20. When you do 80% of what works with men, the 20% you don't won't much matter. Join the 80-20 Wonder Club by going to the 8020wonder.club. Don't miss out. Go now to the 8020wonder.club. You and your man will be glad you did.
Generally speaking, a man wants to know that whatever goes on between him and his romantic partner stays there and is not shared with others, to certainly a great degree, and many times also to a very small degree. So we have to be very careful about that and honor the man by keeping private things private. Ergo, sharing with a mom of his can be problematic. And I'm saying this for everyone, because obviously in your situation, it has worked out. I'm saying it for everyone else. And simply as something small to put in the back of your mind, and even if it doesn't necessarily come up, it would be good for him to know that there are boundaries of what you do share with his mom. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Has anything come up about that?
Not really. I mean, he did ask me one time, like, because me and her spoke on the phone for, I think, 3 hours one day. And he did ask me, like, what are you guys talking about for 3 hours? And I told him, you know, politics and girl stuff, like how to keep the house clean and our recipes and stuff like that. That's the only time he's asked me. He hasn't really asked me since then.
Because you gave a really good answer. A really good answer. In other words, you showed, we're just sharing girl stuff like that. It wasn't about you. Because even if there is something that you and his mom share about him, which I caution you about it, because it can be quite a slippery slope, you don't want him thinking that you are talking about him behind his back, analyzing him, the two of you. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
So your answer was great, and it satisfied him. That's wonderful. And why I said it the way that I did for everyone else, for example, if you do have this kind of relationship with a mother, a sister, his great platonic woman friend, etc., that you have to be very cautious to share something with her in confidence, because if it's ever belied, he will not believe you again, and it can hurt his trust in you, and that's extremely important. So it's just something to think about.
That's good to know.
Yes, in your case, it sounds like everything is going exceedingly well. He sounds very close to his mom. Where's his dad?
He is on the East Coast with his stepmother.
And do they not have a close relationship?
They do. He's very close with his entire family.
Wonderful. This is so great to hear. And it sounds like you have been a stabilizing force in his life.
He, on his birthday this past year, he did say that to me, and it brought me to tears.
Yes, yes. But that's truly what we as women are for men. And that's why I make it my mission to help women in their relationships to get it to where you guys are, because it makes everyone happy. Men, above all, need a purpose. And if they don't have a purpose that is connected to goodness, values, other humans, being useful, helpful, all of that, they can hurt themselves and society. I don't know who said it, but someone said, there's nothing as dangerous as a 17 to 27-year-old male who has no ties to anything or anyone and is disenfranchised.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we saw that with the shooting of President Trump.
20-year-old
male. We see it a lot. School shootings tend to be males who did not have friends. It's a problem. And so it's wonderful to hear this young man really getting it. And you can give yourself that credit because you did what was needed. I remember our talk, and that prior to it, you know, the months you were together, you were feeling a little less than.
Yes.
What was it that really clicked for you and allowed you to take the road we discussed and say to him what needed to be said and know that you could follow through?
When the time came to have that discussion with him, I can't remember exactly what sparked it out of me where I was like, I have to say this to him now. But I just remember that I was doing wifely duties and working my butt off at my new job and feeling as though I wasn't enough for him. And it reminded me of my past relationships where I did the same thing repeatedly. I was all in a relationship that did not deserve for me to be all in the way that I was. And ultimately, I ended up heartbroken. I wasted several years of my life for nothing. And I finally just had this, I don't know, light bulb, like, I don't want to do that again. I love him, but I don't want to do it. And I just mustered up the courage to tell him I don't want to move forward this way. And then when the conversation came and he gave me the answer I didn't want to hear, I remembered what you told me to say. And I remember I told you that if it came to that, I would say what needed to be said. So I said it.
It is so great. So great to hear. You did it. And I hope everyone listening to this understands the power of it from your story, because it is powerful when you say what you mean what you say, and take action on it. That's key.
Absolutely.
I'm so, so happy to hear this for you. What are you guys talking about in terms of marriage, children, planning?
So we are planning a big move. He wants to get a house, and he's been looking at houses in a different state. Mainly he told me that when he first brought this up, he asked me if he wanted to move out of this state, if I would be willing to come with him before he just made the decision, which I was very shocked and happy about, because that meant that he was including me in his planning decisions. And I told him, well, first I asked him why he wanted to move, and he said that he felt that the city that we're in is not a place where he would want to settle down and plant roots. I agreed with him, so we've been doing our due diligence and calling places in another state and making plans and preparing financially for that move. He asked me very recently, actually, how I felt about marriage. I can't remember why that conversation occurred. I think we were watching something, and he just out of the blue asked me how I felt about it. I have changed my position on marriage since we last spoke, not too dramatically, but I no longer wish to have a government involvement in marriage, so I've been looking at alternative ways to go about that, and we've been discussing those options and, you know, what we would need as a couple from each other and as a team if we were to move forward with that type of thing. So it's still kind of like an active discussion. Nothing's like set in stone. We haven't said, yeah, we're getting married, especially because neither of us really have had good examples of marriages in from our parents or in our lives. So those are things that we're working out together and individually, because that means that there's something that we need to work on. But it's still a blessing that it's even a discussion, because I never thought it would be a discussion. No plans for kids, at least not right now. And I do remember he came home one day and he was telling me that he has a better understanding now of his role. And I didn't understand what he meant by that at first, but when he went further into explanation, he was telling me that in the industry that he works in, he's always wondered why all these other men in the industry work so hard and take like lead positions that, you know, have more responsibility, and they work these crazy hours and do multiple jobs within the industry and all this stuff. And he finally came to the understanding that they have a family at home that they want to take care of, not just need, but that they want to take care of. And he looked at me and said that he has someone he wants to take care of now. Mm. And he's been working to get to a place where he can do that.
So wonderful to hear. If I can offer one thing about marriage, many listeners here will have heard me talk about the fact that I believe marriage is two separate things. The first and most important thing is that it is a covenant between two people, an oath. There can be a spiritual, religious component. And the second is that it is a contract with the state, province, country, wherever you're living, it's different. But make no mistake, it is a legal contract with them when you go the quote-unquote normal route of marriage. I believe there are two important things about this when making the decision. Children, of course, sharing a family name with children, I think, is somewhat important for the children, and it makes it easier in general comings and goings once children are involved. Certainly, the ceremony that solidifies the oath and is public for the man to show that he is taking on the commitment and responsibility he sees that kind of commitment as being. So whether or not you do the second part, which is the legal part with the state, I think it's very important to have a ceremony to solidify things.
Right. That was definitely something you were looking at, because that's another change that's happened as well, is that I especially have, I wouldn't say religious, but I've become more spiritual, and him and I have been doing Bible studies together every weekend. So it's become very important to me that we have a God-ordained ceremony. So that is something that we are looking into as well.
What have you found in terms of being able to do that? Because certainly certain religions will not move forward without you doing the second component of the legal thing with the state.
So we have found quite a few options. One was just I think it was called a commitment ceremony, and there are some churches that offer that. Another option that was presented to me is my father is willing to ordain us, and he is a pastor. I also have other family members who are pastors as well that we have not asked, but we have taken that into consideration of asking them. And then there was another option that I recently saw about a church-ordained wedding ceremony that didn't require the licensure with the state, but I can't fully remember what that one read in the article.
Great to hear. Really great. So you have a lot of nice options. That's wonderful. And you can make, and I think is very important, like you said, the contract between you and craft your own contract, so to speak, that's going to work for the two of you in the unique way you would like it to work.
Yes, exactly. We discussed that as well.
I really like it. I'm so thrilled for you, as I said. Do you have any questions for me going forward?
I really wish I could think of a question, but things have been so well right now, I can't think of one.
Well, you want to enjoy that part of it. And if you keep up with the little tips that I talk about, certainly moving forward with Sexy Mother, which is a way of behaving that helps guide the man to what is best for a relationship in a way that allows him to continue his romantic interest in you. I think from what I'm hearing, that's been happening. You just want to put it in your mind, in a little cavern somewhere in your mind, that simply because you have that commitment, it doesn't mean that you can simply let up in terms of letting your hair down and giving in to all that you feel and not do any more guiding, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So that's all that you need to do, and keep, most importantly, your self-concept high. Knowing now what you know about yourself, you want to keep feeding your mind with good thoughts, thoughts of abundance and getting what you desire and deserve and manifesting what it is that you know will bring you goodness, happiness, all that you want.
Thank you. Yeah, I was shocked. In the moment, I thought things were going downhill and I just stood my ground, and it's been great since.
Mm-hmm. You see, that standing your ground in a sweet and feminine way, but knowing that what you want is the right path, the right man will follow. And I hope that you will let us know when you do have that ceremony and send me some pictures.
Of course.
So, you know, I wish you all the best. And I thank you for coming back and doing this today. It's a wonderful update.
Thank you.
What a great example of the saying of a YouTube manifester I recommend, Dylan James, who says, at the start of all his videos, become the change you seek to experience. Because when you commit to change and enact that change, you see it materialize, usually in a life-changing way. And if you're thinking, well, Paula, it could have gone the opposite way for Kyra and Giovanni. He could have thought about it and not wanted to move forward. Yes, that's absolutely true. But if that was true, and if it is true in your case, that's when it gets really interesting. Many women believe it's then that it's over forever. And I must say, doing the work that I do in my Lure Him Back program, that's rarely, if ever, the end. Because when done in the right way, with the right commitment and tools, it's typically just the beginning. And the beginning of a whole new, better, and improved relationship, getting what you desire and deserve. If that's confusing, here's what I mean. Once you become a worthy opponent, a woman who knows what she wants and stands by what she wants, with the action of letting a man go, it is then that he starts his process of evaluation and change. It's when he starts to feel in a way that heretofore he may not have because he wasn't challenged to. Men require challenge to change, and if we don't present ourselves as worthy opponents, there is no need for the man to change, to get into his deeper feelings and evaluate the loss of you in his life. I coach you on how to do this in a high-value way, saying what you mean in a loving, firm fashion that is inspiring, not demanding, and then doing what you say, following through on what you say. This isn't easy, but as the women in my Lure Him Back program attest to, if they do it according to the step-by-step process, he comes back and the relationship gets reset on the right path to commitment. Bar none, every client I've ever personally worked with in Lure Him Back has her man come back. That's just the first step, however, as he must then be vetted for the change to be enough for commitment. If so, the relationship gets restarted, but it is then that it's on the right path. If you're at a crossroads and need help to get things on the right path with your Mr. Right, I hope you won't hesitate to reach out to me. This is best done before you break up. Make no mistake about it, because the how of your breakup, the energy, the words, the follow-through, all of it is of utmost importance to getting the outcome you desire. Connect with me at CoachPaulaGrooms.com. You can talk to me here as a guest for free, have a private consult, or talk to me in a coaching intensive experience by getting a 12-month membership to the 80-20 Wonder Club, an exclusive membership-only club of this podcast, where you'll get
Over 200 ad-free episodes, categorized by age and relationship status, plus all new episodes the moment they're formatted and ready to be aired. All unfiltered coaching conversations like this one, with all my advice and principles to have you succeeding in your romantic life. It also includes my Making Magic with Men Mindset Manual, a video series of mindset and mechanics practices for you to do at your own pace to stay Wonder Woman ready for whatever comes your way with your man. Check it out at the 8020wonder.club and join us so you can hear full coaching conversations to get your guy fully committed. Don't miss out on how to make your man wonder in the right way to have the divine right results you desire in your romantic life. Go now to the8020wonder.club. That's the 8020wonder.club. And always remember, action encompasses making him wonder.